coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
I tell people, it doesn't matter what you go through in your life. The problem is, if you don't know what to do about your situation. But if you have the solution, no problem. For example, many years ago, when they didn't have the cure for malaria, malaria was a deadly disease. If somebody contracted malaria, he was sure to die. And many missionaries from Europe came to Africa where they contracted malaria, and they died because malaria had no cure. You see, because there was no cure, they died of malaria. And millions have died of malaria. But because man discovered the cure for malaria, they are no longer afraid of malaria. If somebody fell ill and they went to the doctor and the doctor said it was malaria, they had no fear. They said, oh, we thought it was something serious. You know, people are no longer afraid of malaria. Right away, they know what drugs to administer. See, same thing with tuberculosis. When they suffered tuberculosis, they died. And it was contagious. If you had somebody who had tuberculosis, he had to become an outcast of some kind. He was ostracized. But when man discovered the cure for tuberculosis, it ended the fear of tuberculosis. See? So man fears what he has no knowledge of. Once he understands it, the fear is gone. The mystery is taken away once knowledge arrives. The same thing with the matters of faith. When we don't understand how to apply our faith in a given situation, we become skeptical, judgmental, afraid, unbelieving. But once we understand how it works, the confusion is removed. The mystery is taken away. See, I tell people, all you need is the knowledge of God's word. And once you have the accurate knowledge of the word of God, nothing in this life moves you. You don't care what the problem is, you just know it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when I deal with certain pressing situations, in the face of such situations, and I get on my knees to pray, laughter just comes up. And I laugh. You know why? I laugh and I say, Lord, isn't that amazing? You are so big and you can solve this problem in a split second. And you can. In a split second. So I laugh because I think it doesn't really mean anything. I'm just going to put the word of God to work and I'm going to come out victoriously. You see it? And that's the attitude we should have. That's the attitude we should have, irrespective of what we encounter. Just understand you will come out victoriously, and all you need is the knowledge of God's word so you can put the word to work. But if you don't know the word, you're going to get in trouble and be unable to come out, and it will be a mystery to you. You'd wonder why life has dealt so with you. You think you are unlucky, unfortunate. Maybe something was wrong with you. No, nothing was wrong. God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's the only problem. The lack of knowledge. So, getting that knowledge of the word is the most important thing you can do for your life, for yourself. Such that if you face any situation, you know what to do. You not push the panic button, you just know what to do. You be glad, you rejoice in the Lord. And then you can fulfill that scripture. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Then it says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. It says, count it all joy. No matter what happens, count it a joy when you go through the tests of life. Because it just means promotion is awaiting you. See, God's going to trust you for something higher, for something bigger. You're ready for the next phase of your life. You know, there are people who want a greater anointing for this, a greater anointing for that. How can you get a greater anointing if the present anointing is not tested? See, the present anointing you have must be put to test. And it's really going to be tested at its extreme stretch. God's going to stretch you. See? It's got to be tested so it can be trusted. Hallelujah. You know, listen to this very well. I told you, we haven't really brought you something you've never heard before. We've just given you the same message in a new clothing. And I'm trying to explain to you when we say, when we teach the importance of words, why words are important. We tell people, say the right thing. And sometimes they think it's just a matter of being positive. It is not a matter of being positive. It is a matter of lining up with the word. And to help you understand that it's not just the sound, but the sound code. That means what you say has to be in sync with what God has said. Hebrews chapter 13, let's read from verse 5. And I want you to follow this carefully. Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 5. Can you see it now? It says, let your conversation, the word conversation actually means manner of life. The King James translation uses the word conversation. Let your manner of life, your way of life, be without covetousness. In other words, don't crave something that belongs to other people. He says, you don't need to. You be satisfied. Why? Because your God can do for you whatever you require him to do for you. You don't need to crave something that belongs to someone else. You see what it's saying to you? You don't need to steal. You don't need to try to get another man's thing. It says, don't worry. Why? Because he's your satisfaction. He can get for you what you require in life. So when you have faith in him, you never have to worry about what belongs to somebody else. Now look at what he says here. Let your conversation, your manner of life, be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. Now, here's the big thing. You know, when you study the Word of God, look out for things that are laws or principles, because they're always embedded there in the Word. You can find spiritual principles. Now, there's one that he's going to show us. He says, for, he tells us something that God did and gives us the principle behind the instruction that he's given to you. He's telling you that this spiritual instruction to be content with such things as you have without covetousness is based on a spiritual law, a spiritual principle. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, that's not a principle. That one is a promise. You see that? So, he's telling you something, and he says, this is based on a promise. Okay, go to the next verse. So that we may boldly say, oh, then I find there's something more than a promise here. There's a principle here. Because the next verse evidently is connected to the previous verse. He had said, so that we may boldly say, which means the reason God made that promise, the reason he spoke it out, the reason he uttered that promise is so that I may boldly say something that is consistent with what he said.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Iwo Mega Church, 3rd floor, Solat Building beside Polaris Bank, Abayomi Bus Stop, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0818-11-1968 or 0916-719-0682 or 0803-290-2862 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.